You're listening to From the Pulpit by Sahlein. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at sahlein.org/support.
One of the biggest challenges that Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam faced was the fact that he was unknown. Part of the reason why he was unknown was because there was never any clear-cut instructions from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in appointing his son as his successor, as the imam after him. Which is why al-Shaykh al-Saduq, wal-Tusi, wal-Mufid and others have said that imamatul imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam lam takun bin nas. It wasn't because there was a clear-cut hadith. Of course there were ahadith. Of course there were instructions. But they were kept within a very closed circle. Only the closest people to Imam al-Hasan, Imam al-Husayn, Amir al-Mu'mineen knew the names of the imams. Right? Jabir knew the names of the imams. But these were the closest companions to them. The general public did not have any proclamations to that effect. It wasn't very clear. Instead, our scholars say that the imam displayed and manifested his divine authority through his character, through his actions, through his supplications, through this metaphysical gravitation that people felt towards him. Like the story of the Imam going to Hajar al-Aswad in Masjid al-Haram. People simply gravitated to him. Not because they had heard Imam al-Husayn say that the Imam after me is Ali ibn al-Husayn. Why did Imam al-Husayn not make it clear to everyone? Why was there no proclamation of appointment for Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam? The answer was simple. The Imam was trying to protect Imam al-Sajjad from the tyrannical regimes of his day. And in order to do that, the Imam executed a very calculated strategy. Number one, he named all of his sons Ali. Now, this obviously muddies the waters. You don't know which Ali ibn al-Husayn is the Imam. Number two, Imam al-Husayn made statements on the day of Ashura which insinuated that Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam didn't exist. Either that he wasn't there or that they had already killed him. For example, when Ali ibn al-Akbar alayhi salatu wassalam headed towards the battlefield, Imam al-Husayn said, قَطَعَ اللَّهُ رَحِمَكَ, addressing Umar ibn Sa'd, كَمَا قَطَعْتَ رَحِمِي, may God sever your lineage just as you have severed mine. Now, what does this suggest to them? That after Ali ibn al-Akbar, Imam al-Husayn doesn't have any children. It's an insinuation. It's an innuendo. It's not very clear, but again, the Imam was planting these thoughts in their head to distract them from killing Imam Zain al-Abidin. That's number one. Number two, when he took Ali ibn al-Asghar to be quenched with water, what did the Imam say? Ya qawm, laqad qataltum akhi wa awladi wa ashabi wa lam yabqa illa hadha ar-radi'. You have killed my brother, you have killed my children, my sons, you have killed my companions, and all I have left is this. Again, insinuating that Imam al-Sajjad wasn't there. Which is why I feel that when we speak about Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, we have to speak about Ali ibn al-Akbar. The reason was that in order to protect the life of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, a big sacrifice had to be made. And that was Ali ibn al-Akbar. Remember that they were confused when Ibn Marjana addressed Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam and said, what is your name? He said, Ali ibn al-Husayn. So Ubaidillah ibn Ziyad's response was, that there was another Ali ibn al-Husayn, وَقَدْ قَتَلَهُ اللَّهُ. Who's that? Again, the idea was that we had already killed the successor of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So the Imam said to him, كَانَ لِي أَخٌ يُسَمَّى عَلِي ibn al-Husayn, وَقَدْ قَتَلَهُ النَّاسُ وَاللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسُ. It was the people who killed him. God didn't kill him. Yes, I had a brother whose name was Ali ibn al-Husayn. Ibn Marjana was shocked because, again, he thought that we had killed Ali ibn al-Husayn, who would succeed Abu Abdullah al-Husayn in his imamah, and therefore end the lineage of Rasulullah, and therefore prevent the emergence of the Mahdi, as Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam clearly says. He says, the reason, لَقَدْ وَضَعَ بَنُوا أُمَيَّةً فِي لَقَدْ وَضَعَ بَنُوا أُمَيَّةً وَبَنُوا الْعَبَّاسِ فِينَا سُيُوفَهُمْ, for two reasons, one of which was in order to prevent the Mahdi from coming. So the only way was to sever the lineage. The only way was the slogan that they uttered on the day of Ashura, لا تبقوا لأهل هذا البيت من باقية. The massacre of the day of Ashura was nothing short of a genocide. The idea was to completely obliterate the family of Rasulullah from the face of existence. Hence the killing of the infant. Hence the killing of the children. 17 children of Imam al-Husayn were killed under the hooves of the horses on the day of Ashura. And so suddenly Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam emerges and they feel that they missed him. They couldn't kill him. Now, of course, some might say that, well, why didn't they kill him then? How was he protected? And the answer lies in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا لَنَنصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the mother of Musa, أَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَامِ لَا تَخَافِي لَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ. We'll bring him back to you. Allah said about Yusuf, وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah will protect them. Ibrahim, ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah, when he needs to protect his vicegerents, he will move heaven and earth to make sure they're protected, that they're safeguarded. Now that they had missed the opportunity to kill Imam Zain al-Abidin in Karbala, they couldn't do it afterwards. The tables had turned. Everyone was now crying in Kufa and Sham. They were crying for Imam al-Husayn. They couldn't just take the imam and execute him. But a big sacrifice had to be made. And that was Aliyun al-Akbar. In a way, Aliyun al-Akbar was killed to protect Imam al-Sajjad.